today is Jimi Hendrix Day, rock and roll day. We're dedicating this whole day to Jimi Hendrix, rock and roll, and groups who still show their appreciation for Jimi Hendrix and the classic rock and roll that he does. I hope everybody's doing good today. Thank you for tuning in. This is The Neighborhood, only on Wednesdays from 12 to 1 with DJ Red Rose. So that was just Jimi Hendrix playing the Star Spangled Banner at Woodstock in 1969. For those of you who know your rock and roll history, you know what that's about. It's easy to YouTube it, find out about it, find out about Jimi Hendrix a little more online and through me today on The Neighborhood, on the show. And I hope you guys enjoy this show today. All right, so let's see. Jimi Hendrix Day. Jimi Hendrix was born Johnny Allen Hendrix, if you did not know that, on November 27th, 1942, at Seattle King Hospital. He was born a king. It was meant to be. He is the king of rock and roll and will forever be. So he was born a king at Seattle King Hospital, but later his father renamed him James Marshall. His father's name is Jane Al Hendrix. So that's just a little Jimi Hendrix history for you today. But today we'll be having a special caller call in. And if you're rock and roll fans, you probably heard of this band, the Purple Haze Band, a local band here in the Bay Area. Give it up for the Purple Haze Band. Ralph Woodson will be calling in, the lead guitarist of the band. All right, you guys. So here, we're going to get into this Jimi Hendrix Manic Depression.
Searching my soul. I know what I want, but I just don't know how to go about getting it. Feeling, sweet feeling, drops from my fingers, Manic depression is capturing my soul. Straight and miss. Wow.
Yes, 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 yes. You just heard Manic Depression by Jimi Hendrix. Jimi's first guitar was a gift from his father. It was a $5 secondhand acoustics guitar from one of his dad's friends. I'm just putting you guys up on game right now. This is a little key facts about Jimi Hendrix and how he started and his background and everything in general. So, yeah, his first guitar was given to him by his father. His father bought it for $5. It was a secondhand acoustics guitar. At that, you know, his father saw him in his bedroom playing the strings on the broom, and he was like, well, let me put a guitar in this boy's hands. And soon after that, he joined his first band called the Velvet Tones. But he eventually left the group 3 months later. It went solo. He's always seen himself as he wants to be the man, you know? I mean, with the talents that he offered, that he was so amazing. He was so amazing. If you haven't heard of Jimi Hendrix, if you never heard his music, I could understand why he wanted to be the man in the spotlight. I mean, you can't hide that kind of talent. That talent needs to be showcased. But anyway, look. So soon after when he left the Velvetone 3 months later, Jimi later joined a group called the Rock Kings. By that time, he had his first electric guitar, which was a Supro Ozark 1560S. And that was given to by his father as well. His father saw how passionate he was about playing the guitar and how much he loved playing the guitar. So his father went and bought him an electric guitar. His first guitar was a Supro Ozark 1560S. For all my Jimi Hendrix fans out there, if you would like to call in and voice your opinion on how much you love Jimi Hendrix and you appreciate his music, the station number is 415-482-3587. Once again, the station number is 415-482-3587. Or what you can do is go to the neighborhood blogspot. You can access the blogspot by going to radio.dominican.edu, scrolling down the page, looking for the neighborhood logo, and there's a decal that says blog. Just click on it, and it'll take you right to the blog spot. You could talk about that on the blog wall. I'll be tuning into that blog as well today, so I'll be checking it out. But let's keep things going. Here is Jimi Hendrix with Valleys of Neptune.
Away all
Yes, yes, yes. That was Jimi Hendrix with Valleys of Neptune. I hope y'all enjoyed that. So, quick announcement for all the Dominican University students. The Habit issue for March has been released yesterday. It should be in all the newsstands around campus. And if you're a San Rafael native or someone who has, you know, knows the Dominican campus and walks the dog on a Dominican campus or whatever, grab a newspaper and check out The Habit. There's some good stuff in this month's issue. Check it out. For events for Dominican University, today, actually, the 6th annual Soul Candy is happening in Angelico Hall at 7 p.m. And also, The Art of a Thousand Words is from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. in the Alemany Library upstairs. All right? So you guys go check out those events that are happening today. And tomorrow, Perceptions is happening at 8 p.m. at Chili's Cafe. And for Sunday, the ILS lecture, which will be put on by Jennifer Granholm at 7 p.m. in Angelico Hall. Next Tuesday, on March 27th, Dominican Toastmasters will be meeting at Guzman, room 304. And leading into next Thursday, there's another Perceptions at 8 p.m. in Chili's Cafe. That's just a little update. And also, if you haven't read the Habitual Love section in The Buzz, I'll read it to you real quick. Dear Habitual Love, I like my girlfriend, but I got another girl pregnant. How do I tell my girlfriend that she will no longer be my only baby? Dear Juggler, this is Habitual Love's response to the question. If you really like your girlfriend, you need to tell her the truth. Be sensitive to her feelings. Remember, the truth may hurt, but lies kill. If you want to remain in a relationship, ask for her forgiveness and assure her that you will never betray her again. She has every right to be upset, but if she stays with you after this, she is definitely wife material. It will be your job to keep the peace for the sake of your child. Your child comes first now, not your girlfriend or your baby's mother. Good luck to you and congratulations. So there's a lot of neat things in this month's Habit issue. You have Habitual Love, you have the event calendar, you have the sports section, you have entertainment, you have the front page, you have campus life, voices. Check out all those sections with the great articles. Habit staff has worked hard to produce this newspaper for the student body and everybody else who would like some good reading, some good literature, some good articles. In the Buzz section, they have an article on slacklining, finding a balance on campus. Check it out. Check it out. See what it's about. All right. So look, it is Jimi Hendrix Day here in the neighborhood. You are tuned in only on Wednesdays from 12 to 1 at radio.dominican.edu. Little key facts about Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix joined the Army, the U.S. Army, in 1961. For those of you guys who did not know, yes, he was in the Army. When he was in the Army, he met Billy Cox, and the two started a group called King Casals. All right. Jimmy was discharged by the Army 13 months after joining due to an ankle injury and results to a rough landing and a parachute jump. So, basically, Jimi Hendrix joined the Army. He volunteered because he was like, I'd rather get it over with, knock it out so I can get back to this music. And come to find out, he hurt himself in a parachute jump, and they discharged him. So it was just all perfect timing for him. So after he was discharged, he started working on his music again. And he soon began to work with people like Little Richard, the Isley Brothers, and Wilson Pickett. Little Richard was rock and roll-ish, but the Isley Brothers were more like R&B, Wilson Pickett, or R&B people at... He realized, you know, he was playing for them, but he was always in the background. And he had this sound that he wanted everybody to hear. But they didn't necessarily want everybody to hear while they were performing. But And he realized, maybe, you know, I need to leave this and go somewhere else. So soon, Jimmy's talents were, you know, appreciated more when he went solo. So in 1966, he made his own group called Jimmy James and the Blue Flames. This is where he started to really flourish as a rock and roll king. The song Hey Joe soon became about in Jimi Hendrix's repertoire when he performed. And so, you know, speaking of Hey Joe, here's what we're going to do for y'all. We're going to play Hey Joe. This is one of Jimi Hendrix's most notable songs, including Purple Haze and a few others. But, I mean, this is Hey Joe. I hope you guys enjoy. Hey Joe, it doesn't get more classic than that. That was Jimi Hendrix with Hey Joe. All right, y'all, check this out. So, on September 23rd, 1966, the Jimi Hendrix Experience was formed. Now, if you haven't heard of the Jimi Hendrix Experience, where have you been? This is big stuff here. All right, but anyways, the Jimi Hendrix Experience was formed. The band quickly sold out arenas in Paris. They had a lot, Jimmy had a lot of a better experience in the UK as opposed to the US, because UK, they had a more better appreciation for the sound that he brought to the table, the unique artistry that he brought through his music. They had a better appreciation for it. But you know what? We're going to hop right back into the song. Let's do this, Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower. I hope you guys like this.
Must be some kind of way out of here, say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will level on the mine, nobody.
We're back. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Hello. You are tuned into the neighborhood only on Wednesdays from 12 to 1. Caller.
Hey, how you doing, cuz?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
That's good. Everybody, this is Ralph Woodson. He's on the line from the Purple Haze Band. So everything's good with you today?
Oh, yeah. Purple Haze is in the house.
That's what I'm talking about. I just have a few questions for you, if you wouldn't mind me asking.
No problem.
All right. How did you fall in love with you know, playing the guitar?
Well, see, I was playing baseball one day, and I came home to get a glass of water, and my older brother, well, your older cousin, was playing a Jimi Hendrix album, Band of Gypsies, and I heard the song Machine Gun. And I was like about 10 years old, and I sat there, and I listened to the whole song, and I couldn't figure out what instrument he was playing.
Wow.
And somehow I just connected to what he was doing instantly. And I never went back to the game. I just stayed there and listened to the album and asked a bunch of questions. And from that day on, I kind of wanted to, I didn't want to do what he was doing, but I wanted to play the guitar at that level.
Okay. That's pretty cool. All right. Next question. When did you start? So you started playing the guitar when you were about?
15.
Okay. That's cool. That's real good. I'm sorry. I'm having trouble with these volumes just a little bit. But how many instruments can you play?
Well, basically, let's see. I play guitar, I play bass, and I play drums, and I hunt and peck on the keyboard.
Wow. Talent.
Yeah.
Purple Haze Band. If you guys haven't checked out the Purple Haze Band before, it's a great show. Music is pure, and I love it. So you guys have a show on Friday in Napa, right?
Yeah, Friday in Napa at Downtown Joe's.
Nice.
902 Main Street.
Okay. DJ Red Rose will be in the house, and I hope you guys will too. Did you come from a musical-oriented family, would you say?
Well, musically-oriented as far as listening.
Feel that. Okay.
But nobody really played in my immediate family. I was the first one to pick up an instrument and actually play, but it was music all through the house all the time.
Wow. Let's see, that's cool. What was the name of your first band?
Let me see, what was it? First one I can remember is what Togetherness.
Togetherness. And who did Togetherness consist of?
My brother Rodney played drums, and my friend Michael Dones played the bass.
Okay. Rodney.
<Yeah.
laughs> That's what I'm talking about. How did the Purple Haze Band come about?
Well, it came about, I had an original band, the Ralph Woodson Trio, like about almost 8 years ago. And we're playing around doing mostly original stuff. And being the Hendrix fanatic that I am, we always threw in a few Hendrix songs, you know. And I just noticed that we got such a great response from the Hendrix stuff, so I decided to try and do a Hendrix tribute. And it really worked out pretty good, you know. We've been doing a lot better since then, since that decision. So we've been Purple Haze ever since. But we still do original stuff. As a matter of fact, I have a new CD coming out maybe in a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay, great. Great. So listeners, go on to their website, purplehazeband.com, and look up the tour dates, news. You can learn about the band. You can purchase CDs, and he should have a new CD coming out soon as next week, probably. So check that out. And you can also check out the Purple Haze Band on YouTube. If you go to YouTube.com, you can just search Purple Haze Band or Ralph Woodson and Purple Haze Band and hit enter, and you'll see a lot of material. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no
problem. My pleasure.
So what we're going to do next is we're going to play some of your band's music. First, we'll do your band's cover of Foxy Lady.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Great talking with you, cuz.
Good talking with you, too.
Okay.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ralph Woodson from the Purple Haze Band. Yes, he called in for a live interview just now. Now, I'm serious. Go check out the Purple Haze Band on purplehazeband.com or go to YouTube. Google them. They're big. They're big stuff. Good stuff. So, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play the Purple Haze Band covering Foxy Lady. I know you guys will enjoy this.
Thank you.
To a Purple Haze band show, nothing but good music. Listen to the applause. I mean, they have a large fan base, especially here in the Bay Area. They are a Bay Area group. They play awesome music. Like Ralph said, their next show will actually be on Friday, this Friday the 23rd. They go on at 9:30 at Downtown Joe's. If you would like more information, you can visit the purplehazeband.com website, or you can go to downtownjoes.com. And also they will have the next show in Vacaville on Saturday. And they'll be going on at 9 p.m. at Huey's. All right. So if you go to Huey's, check it out. It's in Vacaville. So, I mean, they have local shows. There's no excuse not to go check them out. If you are a true Jimi Hendrix fan, a true rock and roll fan, period, you will definitely enjoy the show. I've been to a couple of shows, and it's amazing. I mean, Ralph will pull out the guitar and play behind his back. Play the guitar behind his back with his, over his head, you know, behind his back like Jimmy did, and with his teeth. So, I mean, and he could do a whole song with his teeth. I'm not even lying. I'm serious. I mean, it's something you have to see for yourself. You can also check him out on YouTube, like I said. And then actually go see him live. To see him live is so different. And he can also do the Star Spangled Banner. You see, whatever Jimmy can do, Ralph can do. And I'm not just saying that. I'm telling you. But you know what? I'm going to showcase some more Purple Haze Band music, because they're an amazing band, and I think that everybody should go see them on Friday. All my listeners, if you're out here in the Bay Area, just go to Downtown Joe's in Napa. They go on at 9:30. You can take your wife on a date. That'll be a nice little date in wine country. Or, you know, take your wife or take your kids to go, you know, show them what real music is. Well, here's more Purple Haze Band. I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you. Yep. That was the Purple Haze Band. Now, I would like to properly introduce them by letting you know, who's in the band. Ralph Woodson is guitar and lead vocalist. Pete Roberts plays the bass and backing vocal. And Dan Cueva is on the drums and percussions. So that was the Purple Haze Band. Today is Jimi Hendrix Day here in the neighborhood, and I hope you guys are enjoying all the tunes. I mean, the great music that's being played. This is rock and roll. He is the king of rock and roll, Jimi Hendrix, forever and will forever be. No one can take that title from him. But you know what? Jimmy, rest in peace, and I hope you were listening from up above. And we're going to end with Ralph Woodson. Actually, he was at College of Marin when he did this. He was at a music class, and he played this for the music class. It's called Angel. And, you know, listen up. I mean, like I said, they're going to be in Napa Friday. So go to the show. You guys know where it is. I've said it more than once. Go support the Purple Haze Band. But here's Ralph Woodson with Angel.
Thank you.
That was Ralph Woodson playing Angel. Now, today was Jimi Hendrix Day in the neighborhood, and I thank you all for tuning in to the neighborhood. Tune in next Wednesday. We'll have some hot, fresh, new music. We'll have a little J. Cole and Missy Elliott. You know, special stuff. So I hope you tune in next Wednesday from 12 to 1, only on radio.dominican.edu with DJ Red Rose. All right, y'all. Y'all have a great day. Love, peace, and soul.